Mr. Pigsney by Reggie Oliver. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. It was, I suppose, a typical gangster's funeral. There were the extravagantly insincere floral tributes. To Reg, a diamond geezer, in white carnations. There was My Way, played by the reluctant organist. There was the coffin borne by six burly, black-coated thugs into a church which Reg would never have entered in his lifetime, except to marry or to bury. And why was I, houseman, professor of classical epigraphy at Cambridge University there? Well, my sister, in some unaccountable hour of rebellious madness, had once married the late Reg McCall's younger brother Den and borne him two sons, before finally divorcing him and marrying a merchant banker instead. Because my sister Gwen simply could not face the funeral, and it was still the vacation, I had been deputized to accompany my two teenage nephews, Robert and Arthur, to the obsequies. Reg had no living children. His daughter Janet had predeceased him in a dreadful drug-fueled car crash some years previously. So Robert and Arthur were possible heirs. It would have shown disrespect, that great gangland sin, had they not been present at their uncle's interment. To be honest, on the few occasions I had met Reg, I had rather liked him. Certainly I always preferred him to Den, a cold fish, if ever there was one. Of course, I'd known that Reg had been a ruthless underworld tyrant of the old school. I knew that he had had people slapped, the criminal's euphemism for beaten up, and even cut, knifed, for betraying him. I knew that he had run protection rackets and brothels and masterminded bank raids, and that he had once personally killed a man. The victim's name apparently was Maltese Percy, and the deed had been done in the cellars of the Dog and Gibbet in Hoxton. Everyone knew it had happened, but there were, of course, no witnesses. I'd also discovered that his proud boast that he never had anything to do with drug dealing was a lie, given out for the benefit of journalists, eager to perpetuate the myth of the lovable rogue. Nevertheless, I had liked him. Because our paths would never have crossed other than for family reasons, Reg and I could take a dispassionate interest in one another. I heard that Reg used to boast about me to his cronies. My brother-in-law, you know, the Cambridge professor. And I must admit that I have occasionally dined out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?